Just because you're in nature doesn't mean you're in your natural environment. A lion at a zoo is in nature, but it doesn't mean that it's in its natural environment. See, the lion in the zoo and the lion in the wild are two completely different versions, yet it's the same lion. Because you see, in the zoo, the lion is confined, it's restricted. It doesn't have the ability to expand, to reach far out wide, to be everything that it has the potential to be in this lifetime. In this analogy, the zoo would be like my hometown for me. And I was only able to grow at the lengths in which that environment allowed me to. Yet when you're in an environment where people think that they know who you are, label you, put you in a box, you know, and think that they know you from the lens in which they perceive you, right? You can only expand and grow in that container that they give you. Let's look at Jesus's story. Jesus was able to heal the masses, people from all over the world, yet Jesus couldn't heal in his hometown. Why? Because the people believed that they knew who he was. They didn't see Jesus for Jesus. They saw Jesus as a carpenter. They saw Jesus as a boy who grew up, and his parents and his family, they labeled him. They already believed that they knew who he was. They didn't give him the space to be that new version of him. So he could not heal in that place. We have to realize that there are certain environments that do restrict us from growing. If you're placed inside a planter box, your roots can only grow as deep as that pot or that container allows you to root in. You can only uproot as deep as your roots go down. So if the container isn't big, you're never going to grow up to be as big as you possibly can be. You know the potential that you have to grow, the potential that you have to be something big or bigger, right? But you have to be in an environment that supports that new growth. You have to break free from that planter box, step out of it, and root into earth. Root into an environment that allows for you to stretch out your roots and to grow up taller, to grow into everything that you have the potential to be in this lifetime. It takes getting out of the box. You have to get out of the box that you have yourself in, because other people put you in that box. You thought you knew who you were. You thought you knew what your name was. You thought you knew what you were going to do in this life. But that was all based on who you thought that you were, in an environment that didn't support the nature within you. Like, look at the lion in a zoo. That lion knows that it's true nature, that there's more out there, that he is more, that there is more for him. Yet his environment doesn't support that knowing within him. So that lion may always be invalidated in his knowing because his environment doesn't reflect that knowing. He's confined, he's restricted, yet in his being, in his nature, he feels free and big and bold and a huntress and all of it, right? Until he breaks free from that cage, he won't be able to see that what he feels within him, that knowing that he feels within him, that potential that he feels within him, that's all possible. It's all there. It's literally right outside the confines of a cage or a wall. The illusion, a restriction, a confinement that someone else puts you in. That lion didn't put up that wall or that cage and put a lock on it. The lion wouldn't want to restrict himself from being wild and free. Know that there are times when other people put up walls and put up cages to trap you in. But you remembering your power, break free from those cages. You remembering your strength, break free from those cages. Those people who put him in a cage stay behind the cage for a reason. They don't ever get in that cage with him. Why? Because they know that their strength and power is nothing in comparison to that lion. Remember that the people who are putting you in those cages are doing it because they fear your power. They fear the strength on your life. They fear the light on your life. They fear you, so they put you in a cage. Break free from the limitations, from the confinements to the boxes. Let yourself be wild, untamed, unleashed. Whoever you destruct in that process, know that it's necessary. Whoever gets hurt and harmed in that way, know that it's necessary. Your light is not meant to be dimmed. It's not meant to be confined. It's not meant to be held captive. You are meant to do something big. You are big. Own your bigness. Own your boldness. Let yourself be wild and untamed and unleashed. Let your voice be heard. Let your art be seen. Be as big as you possibly can be. You are the only thing holding you back at this point. What's worse is that not only do sometimes people put us in cages, but we put ourselves in cages because we fear our own power. We fear our own ability to be something big. We fear our own success. You put yourself in a cage to try and make yourself feel comfortable in this life. Make yourself feel, oh, this is good, this is easy, but it's not your nature. It's not in your nature. Your nature, you know that there's something in you, something calling you forward to be something greater. So you can never be content in that cage that you put yourself in or that others put you in. It's time to break free. Oof.